Millions of dollars will be wagered on the NFL draft this year, which means there's definitely some spots that you can take advantage and make some money. Now, whether you are a seasoned sports bettor or someone who is betting for the first time, this video is designed to help you. In this video, we're going to be breaking down the 10 best bets for the NFL draft with the goal of making you some money and also have some fun. And let's begin with the first bet we will talk about today, the total number of quarterbacks in round one. Right now, the over-under is set at 4.5, and you can see the heavy favorite is for there to be over 4.5 quarterbacks at -250 odds. Now, here's what we know. These six quarterbacks on the screen are the ones that could potentially go in the first round. And we're pretty damn sure that these first four, Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and JJ McCarthy, are going to be first round picks. They might all go within the first 5 or 10 picks. So then it comes down to Michael Penix out of Washington and Bo Nix out of Oregon. Well, to help make this decision, let's break down some of the information that's out there. Because this is the type of wagering where you just read between the lines and try and find some information. There's nothing to it. You don't have to hope that a player catches a ball and runs for a touchdown. You can see right here, Peter Schrager, who's a locked in, he's a dialed in, he's a connected insider. He goes on the Dan Patrick Show and basically says he doesn't think Michael Penix now is getting past pick 20 based on what he's hearing.
I will have Penix in the first round. He's a first round quarterback. He's not going to fall to day two.
He goes on to add that some teams like the Seahawks or the Raiders might actually trade into round one, which was not previously thought about for those teams. Now, as I mentioned, Schrager is a plugged in reporter. And of course, some of the things that he's put out there in the past are not going to be right. And maybe he was actually right until the information changed on those. But for the most part, he has a good track record. And he does indeed have league sources. Now, outside of that, for Michael Penix, I mean, this is a guy who, when he went out there in the national championship game, he was going and being projected as like a top 10 overall pick. And he obviously has a bad game there. Then people start to get a little bit more weary about his medicals. And he starts to fall all the way into the second round at the end of January, early February. And since then, he slowly built his way back up to being right here, a fringe first round pick, 30th overall. There's 32 picks in the first round this year. In most years, there weren't last year. So he's now kind of a coin flip, is what people are saying. But based on the recent reports in Steam, it seems like he's probably going to go around one. And then there's also Bo Nix. And Bo Nix is a quarterback prospect that transferred to Oregon and had two great seasons there. And he's been pegged and favored and mocked a lot right now to pick number 12, the Denver Broncos. Obviously, if he goes there, we're definitely getting five quarterbacks in the first round and winning this bet. And here's another thing to keep in mind. The Broncos don't currently have a second round pick. So it's not like they can hope that Bo Nix falls into the second round. No, they don't. Now, of course, they could always trade up with some other draft capital, but becomes harder when you don't have that and you take on more risk when you don't have a locked in sure thing second round pick. And oh yeah, their current quarterback situation is not great. I mean, Ben DiNucci is their certified backup right now because that's all they have on the depth chart between Jared Stidham. I think they're going to be going with a quarterback in these first two rounds, and the chances are Bo Nix isn't there late in the second if they wanted to trade up, or definitely the third round. So I do like the over 4.5 quarterbacks in round one at -250 odds. Now, the ninth best bet for the NFL draft kind of tags onto that first bet we just talked about, and this specifically looks at Bo Nix's draft position, the over under of that, which right now you can see is set at 32.5. So it's basically, is he going to be a first round pick or not? Based on everything I just laid out, I do think he's going to be a first round pick, either definitely at pick number 12 to Denver, or maybe they trade back a little bit and then take him at like pick number 20 or pick number 22. But if that's the case, I do like him under 32.5, where you actually get plus money, plus 162 odds on this. So now we go to the eighth best bet, and we're going to stick at the quarterback position and look at a player to go in the top five picks. And you can see the top five pick odds right here. I mean, there's some crazy stuff like Jaden Daniels -6,000. These are some of the quarterbacks we expect to go there. Drake May -2,000. And then you start to get into some nicer odds. Joe Alt, the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame, Malik Nabers, wide receiver out of LSU. But I want to look right here at JJ McCarthy. It's -155. There's some -140s out there as well to be a top five pick. And let's break it down. At this point, we pretty much know the quarterbacks that'll go in the top three picks. You got Caleb Williams going to the Bears at one. It's going to be some combination of Jaden Daniels and Drake May at 2 and 3. So this really leaves us to the Cardinals at 4 and the Chargers at 5. And now here's the deal. I don't think either of those teams are taking a quarterback. It means we need a trade up. And the beautiful thing is we saw the Cardinals just a year ago trade back in the top 10 picks to pick up more draft capital and then trade back up to get their guy that they wanted. So they're willing to do this with their new general manager. Now, there is a chance that the Cardinals stay at 4 just to guarantee themselves the number one receiver in this draft, Marvin Harrison Jr. But then you have the Chargers at 5. And if a team was to trade up with the Chargers, it would probably and most likely be the Minnesota Vikings. Because just a month ago in March, the Vikings started to add some arsenal to make a potential move up. And this is what all the steam and the reports are coming out about. This was a month ago. The Vikings get a number 23 pick. So that's the first round pick from the Tennessee Titans. They gave up a 2. They gave up a 2nd next year and some other capital. So one question is, why do this unless you're trying to make another move up? Now that you have 2 first round picks, trade those and maybe something else to move up into the top 10. And the reason being is that this team obviously lost Kirk Cousins this offseason in free agency to the Vikings. Their starting quarterback is currently Sam Darnold, and that's probably not what they want to do. They probably want to move up because this offense is still good. They go out there and they sign Aaron Jones, who still has a year or two left in him, in my opinion. They have obviously one of the best, if not the best receiver in the league in Jefferson. Jordan Addison, a solid number two. They might draft a third receiver later in the draft. And oh yeah, one of the best tight ends in the league right now in terms of offensive production and helping a potential rookie quarterback. So this is still a solid offense with a great coach in Kevin O'Connell. Now, based on all the betting odds and even mock drafts, the Chargers at number five, if they were to stay here, are likely going to take tackle Joe Alt out of Notre Dame or a wide receiver like a Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze. Now, they need help at both positions, but this class is loaded at those two positions, offensive line and wide receiver. If they were to trade back to pick 11, that's the Vikings pick 11 and pick 23, they can take one there at pick 11, an offensive tackle, and then a receiver at 23 or vice versa. In my opinion, there's just too much smoke right now that probably the Vikings, but some team is going to trade up for JJ McCarthy, that the NFL loves him. So I do like him to go in the top 10 picks at minus 140 odds. I got it out there. All right, now it's in some spots, minus 150, minus 155. So now let's transition from quarterbacks to wide receivers for our number seven bet. And that'll be the Texas wide receiver, Adonai Mitchell, whose line is currently a draft position of 27.5 as his over-under, which means will he go before or after pick 27 in the NFL draft or 27.5 for the betting line. Now, the recent information out on this is when Adam Schefter went on the Establish the Run podcast very recently and said that he believes that Donnie Mitchell is going to go higher than the mid to late 20s. And when he says higher, he means earlier in the draft.
How about a guy like AD Mitchell? Where do we think he's going, Adam?
Somewhere 25 to 32. I think he's mostly been mocked.
I think he'll go higher than that.
And it makes sense for teams to like Adonai Mitchell. His film is legit. He has 4.34 speed at 205 pounds, and he looks the part. Now, we have discussed some of the concerns on Mitchell in the past on this channel, and it's that he was never overly efficient in college and never had a breakout season. So it makes him more of a projection when you enter the NFL. But honestly, if you're not a receiver taken in like the first 15 to 20 picks, you're probably somewhat of a projection like we saw with some guys last year, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Quentin Johnston. So if we do indeed want to start to speculate about Adam Schefter was saying and that he could go higher than pick, let's say 27.5, so a little bit earlier in the draft, where are some landing spots? Well, the first potential landing spot that I see is number 15 to the Indianapolis Colts. Right now, they have Josh Downs in the slot, they have Michael Pittman on the outside, but Alec Pierce isn't giving them much on the opposite outside. It's not a pressing need for them, but it's a possibility, and the same can be said for the Cincinnati Bengals. But they lost Tyler Boyd in free agency, or probably will, and now T. Higgins is on the franchise tag, only has 1 year left. Who knows his future? He wants to be traded as well. And now here is a sneaky one. The Rams at pick 19 overall, because this is the first time that Sean McVay, during his entire tenure with the Rams, is going to have a first round pick. And once again, we have Peter Schrager here, who's making a lot of rounds during this time of the year. In interviews, he said, "I'll go on record with something of a guarantee here. If the Rams do not trade back, you better believe Sean McVay's first ever first round selection will be an offensive player." Now, offensive line would make the most sense for this team, but don't be shocked if it is a wide receiver. After that, you can see teams like the Eagles at 22 potentially go out and get another receiver. Definitely the Cowboys at 24 need a wide receiver, and this could be a guy who stays in Texas. Jerry Jones loves doing that. The Bucks at 26 could use a receiver. They do have two receivers, but what does the long term look like for those two guys after this 2 year deal for Mike Evans? The Cardinals at 27, if they take a wide receiver early or not, this could be a chance to get another one or get your first one. Odds are they take one earlier, though. So I do think there's a lot of spots for Mitchell to go to, and that's not even saying that a team comes in and trades up for him like we saw in the past when the Ravens came in and traded up for, I believe, a Rashad Bateman if that was the specific year. So I do like him here to go under pick 27.5, and you actually get it at plus money. Now we move to the sixth best bet in the NFL draft, and that is going to be Ladd McConkey, a wide receiver out of Georgia, his draft position. The over-under is currently set at 33.5, so basically a second-round pick, a late second-round pick. Will he be over that or under that? Well, this Georgia wide receiver has risen a lot this offseason to the point where now he's clearly a fringe first-round pick. Now here's what Ladd McConkey does well. He's a great route runner who can win in the slot or out wide and has 4.39 speed. And he's also great at picking up yards after contact. Now the reason why I say all of these things, because at pick number 28 is the Buffalo Bills, and they actually want a receiver exactly like this. Their own general manager has gone on record and said that. You can see right here, Brandon Bean, this offseason, he's kind of laid out what he wants in a receiver. Smart and versatile. That is Ladd McConkey. He's going to be a guy who has a skill offset based on their current roster. I believe that this is where some questions can come into play, but this last part here specifically mentions having good hands, run after the catch ability. That is Ladd McConkey. Now, the potential problem will be that offset skill set with his team, because he currently has Khalil Shakur and Curtis Samuel, who are similar sized wide receivers, but I would say their skills, though, and that's what Brandon Bean points out, are different. Now, if we scroll a little bit more, and of course there's chances that he can go a little bit higher here, but if we scroll a little bit more, you have the Ravens at pick 30, you have pick 32 with the Chiefs. I think those are some potential spots as well. Specifically with the Chiefs right now, who do need a wide receiver, and if they don't take one in round one, they'll probably take one in round two. Yes, they got Marquise Brown, but he's only on a one-year deal. Rashi Rice seems to be over his potential driving accident, but who knows what comes from that. So there's a chance that right now they do need a receiver more than they actually thought like 2 weeks ago. And for the Ravens at pick 30, I do think there's a chance they can continue to give more weapons to Lamar Jackson. Odell, as of right now, did not re-sign with the team, but they did spend first-round capital on Zay Flowers last year. Do they want to do that again? Now, I think this is where we can get our money's worth at pick 33 for the Carolina Panthers, the first pick of the second round. I think this is maybe our best shot because this team did just sign Deontay Johnson, which is great. He's a solid guy, a route runner who can get open, but why not try and do more for Bryce Young? You have like a 34-year-old Adam Thielen now, and then after that, outside clashers and Jonathan Mingo and Terrace Marshall, who really aren't going to give you much versatility or run after the catch ability like a Ladd McConkey can. Now, if Ladd doesn't go there, there's a chance that he goes in the first round at pick number 27 to the Arizona Cardinals if they get a second receiver. And if you can find his line, it's out there. I showed you 33.5. It's actually out there at 35.5 still right now. That's where the Cardinals can come back to play here in the second round to pick up another receiver. Because plain and simple, they need the help. Even if they draft Marvin Harrison Jr., who would instantly become their number one receiver, after that, their number two right now and three would probably be Greg Dortch and Michael Wilson. So why not get an upgrade on both of those guys, in my opinion, with a Ladd McConkey type player. Then there's also the Patriots sandwiched in at 34 here. Once they take a quarterback in the first round, they're also going to need a receiver, but I think there's probably a better chance that they go for like an alpha number X or an X receiver, a big guy on the outside, and we'll talk about one of those potential fits later on. So in my opinion, there are a lot of potential outs for, again, a Ladd McConkey, not even including a trade up. So I take him to go under. I got 35.5, but also there's 33.5 out there. Now we go to our fifth best bet for the NFL draft. It's another Texas receiver in Xavier Worthy. His over under draft position right now sits at 30.5. So a fringe first round pick, and it's the same money, minus 114 either way on this one. Now there's no doubt about it that Worthy's 4.21 40 time is a big reason why he's now become a fringe first round pick for some teams. Now one of those teams, like we said earlier, could be the Rams if they end up going an offensive player like Peter Schrager says, and they could take an Xavier Worthy. The only issue here is obviously they have Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, but this is more of a future play and just loading up your offense. The only issue is Tutu Atwell. He started to come alive. He looked really good when healthy last year, and he's kind of a similar player. He's like a similar frame, 160 plus pounds. He wins in similar ways, and he already knows the offense. So I wouldn't say it's a no way possible, but it seems unlikely. But look at this team right here. Number 21, the Miami Dolphins, could be the absolute perfect fit because a team that's built on all of this speed, why not draft the guy who's now going to be the fastest receiver in the NFL? And I think that's a real possibility for them, but I more so think it could be the case with their second round pick because they need a lot of offensive line help, and I think that's where they go with this 21st overall pick. Now, the Cowboys have pick 24, and this is a spot that they can draft the receiver. Obviously, you have CeeDee Lamb. Brandon Cooks, his long-term upside there, really probably in question. Jalen Tolbert really never panned out for them. He started to come alive towards the end of last year, but not consistent enough. They do have Tolbert as a speedster, though, on the outside. They also have Kevontae Turpin as a speedster slash special teams guy, so do they want to spend a first-round pick on another speedster? And it starts to become a question when he wouldn't be your number one or maybe even number two receiver. So now this leaves us with the potential teams that he can go to. These teams on the screen right here potentially could draft the receiver before pick 30.5, and let's break them down. It's the Bucks, Cardinals, Bills, Lions, and Ravens. As mentioned earlier, the Cardinals probably will end up getting Marvin Harrison at the number 4 overall pick, and then they do need offensive line help, and I think they take that later with this late first-round pick. And then you have the Buffalo Bills, where we talked about earlier some of their skill sets and some of the things that the GM is looking for in skill sets, but Xavier Worthy really isn't the guy for run after the catch ability. I mean, outside of just like screens, and his body type of being a somewhat smaller receiver isn't great for the fact that Khalil Shakur is a little bit smaller, and so is Curtis Samuel. Like, Curtis Samuel is their biggest receiver at like 200 pounds. Biggest receiver out of those two, biggest starting receiver, I should say, because they do have Matt Collins and even a Justin Shorter, who are bigger receivers on the outside. Now, the Lions are somewhat interesting, but I do think they're pegged to take like a second round receiver. So really, for me, it comes down to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who, yeah, I do think they could take a receiver. They only have Mike Evans on a 2-year deal. Who knows what's going to happen with Chris Godwin, as he's kind of been declining after his injury a couple years back. But they did draft the fastest guy in the NFL draft at the wide receiver position just a year ago in Trey Palmer. And for a 6th-round pick, he actually produced pretty well with them and Baker. And now Baker's back, so why kind of ruin that? I'm not sure they need to spend first-round capital on a receiver. And if that's the case, I like this to go over 29.5 as the draft position. It's now 30.5 in some spots, and you get it at a good price, minus 114 odds. This now takes us to the 4th best bet in the NFL draft, and it's for a specific player to go number 3 overall. You can see some of the odds here. Drake May, minus 115. Marvin Harrison, plus 2,500. But I want to look at this right here. Jaden Daniels, plus 175. Make sure to shop this line because I found that at plus 210 earlier in the week. This is why I want this pick. This has absolutely nothing to do with Jaden Daniels' skill set. It's just the fact that you're getting nice plus money on a situation that's not a sure thing for him to go number 2 to the Commanders. Because here's some of the recent news coming out. You can see Connor Allen tweets, they're not finalized. This is the Commanders on who they want to draft with the number 2 overall pick. Nobody knows for sure, and nobody has known. So that's some information. And then we get relatively big news earlier this week where on GetUp, Adam Schefter goes on there and basically says Jaden Daniels didn't seem to think his visit with the Commanders would be just a visit with him. And Adam Schefter notes that the process clearly didn't go over too well with Daniels' agent. Now, the context there is that quarterbacks go in for these visits, but apparently they brought in like all the quarterbacks at once, meaning that you really didn't get a chance to be one-on-one with that quarterback and Jaden Daniels. And then his agent kind of tweeted out like an emoji, like thinking emoji, like, what the heck? Now, the only tea leaves that people are reading as to why Jaden Daniels might go number two overall to the Commanders is that they signed Marcus Mariota, who's somewhat of a mobile quarterback, or at least he was in his day, former first-round pick. Maybe this could be the style of offense you want to build around in case something happens to Daniels. You have a similar backup there to plug in. Now, this could be the case, but Drake May is also a mobile quarterback, and he can go at number two overall, and this free agency market wasn't all that great. I mean, Gardner Minshew was like one of the best quarterbacks out there, and he got decent money. After that, there wasn't a lot of options, and Mariota could have just fell to the Commanders. So if this is kind of all the information that we have as of me recording this video, yeah, I'm fine to go out there and say that Jaden Daniels will be the number three overall pick at plus 175 odds, but again, shop it to try and find plus 200s. There's plus 200s or better in a couple of spots. And now the third best bet for the NFL draft is kind of in similar vein to the pick we just talked about. Let's break it down. And this is right here, the NFL 2024 NFL draft top three picks in the exact order. So you can see the favorite, and a lot of these are the favorites or quarterbacks to go in the top three. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Some people think that JJ McCarthy can trade up to pick three, and the Patriots will just trade back and take like a Bo Nix later on, or a Michael Penix. That's a possibility as well. But I think I go all the way down to right here. Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels. I think that's a layout that we could definitely see when you consider that it's at plus 140 odds right now. I got it at plus 165. Always shop these lines because you might be able to find better options. And it's the same reasoning as putting Daniels at the third overall pick. I think the information is at least suspect enough to get the plus money odds. Now, before we get into the two best bets for the NFL draft, I want to let you know about Prize Picks. This is exactly where you can take some of these plays when they release their NFL draft board. Prize Picks is simple. You just take the more or less. So for some of these draft positions we've talked about, you can take the more or less, 27.5 for Adonai Mitchell, for example. I've been working with Prize Picks for 4 years now, and they'll give my users a free bet up to $100 when you use the code SAL23 at signup. You can scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description below and just wait for the NFL board to populate for this draft. Now, the second best bet for the NFL draft takes us back to the receiver position, and it's Xavier Leggett over under 41.5 as his draft position. So 41.5 is like right here. Pick 41 is the Packers, pick 42 is the Texans. I don't think either of them want him, so that's kind of why it's a cutoff point there, but teams could obviously trade up. And now here is a thing to keep in mind. There's going to be a lot of teams that like Xavier Leggett because he's unique. He's 221 pounds with 4.3 speed, has insane explosiveness, and wins both at the catch point and downfield after the catch. Honestly, he is extremely unique based on his size and just his talent and what he does at the position. Now, one team that could take him with pick 28 or maybe even trade up in the second round is the Buffalo Bills. And as we mentioned earlier, their GM wants a wide receiver who can win after the catch and has reliable hands. And I mean, what better player to do that than Xavier Leggett at 221 pounds, who is great after the catch, and at that size would give you not only a different skill set but a whole different size of a player, especially in the red zone, to compete with. But even if he doesn't go there, there's some other options like all these spots we talked about earlier with the Cardinals, the Panthers, but then pick 34 to the New England Patriots. Why not go out there and get your X receiver? Because as of right now, they don't have one. I mean, Juju is acting as a backup towards the end of last year. Kendrick Bourne is kind of a slot and maybe a stretch guy downfield at times. Demario Douglas was fine last year, but he wasn't a number one X receiver. He was able to pick up 40, 50, 60 yard gains, but as like a number two or three at best. Leggett would give the Patriots a true number one receiver, and then there's a lot of other outs here. If the Chargers don't take a receiver with their top five overall pick or later on in the first round, they come into play. The Titans, I believe, also come into play. Yes, they went out there and they signed Calvin Ridley. They also have DeAndre Hopkins. They're building up all of this potential capital, Tony Pollard, all these great pieces for Will Levis. Why not just put another nail in the coffin or a final piece on that? And then I think the Panthers at 39 are another option for reasons we stated earlier at 33, because of course they have Deontay Johnson and not much after that. So I like taking the under 41.5 on Leggett's draft position, and that is priced fairly decently right now. And we made it. The number one bet for the NFL draft right now. Let's break it down. This takes us to the Green Bay Packers, and what will their first position drafted be? The offensive line is the favorite at minus 180. Still a decent price on that. And then after offensive line, it's a lot of defensive pieces. Cornerback at plus money, defensive edge. Linebacker starts to become plus 1600. Linebackers in general don't really go in the first round all that much these days. And it makes sense for it to come down to those positions, and especially on offense, the offensive line, because they've kind of already got everything else. Because as we go through their offense, they hit on the quarterback and Jordan Love. They went out there, they re-signed AJ Dillon, and they picked up Josh Jacobs. So they're all good there. They're not going to take a first round running back either way, even if they didn't have those guys, but they're good there. And then receiver, they're definitely good with a ton of young talent. Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, probably their starters. But we saw last year that Dontavian Wicks, we saw last year that Bo Melton and even Malik Heath at times could definitely fill in. And then they drafted two tight ends last year who were both decent when given opportunities, decent to good, especially Tucker Kraft. So they They don't need anything else on offense but offensive line. And then you factor in, compared to the cornerback and linebacker positions, the offensive line taking them in the first round and getting that fifth year option saves you a ton. There's a lot of value on that compared to those other positions. And this is for a lot of reasons, but a big one is the franchise tag. When you put the franchise tag on an offensive lineman, it costs a lot of money compared to those other positions. And then you just start to read in between the lines of what's happening lately for the Packers. And this offseason, they lost some linemen. They lost John Runyon, the guard, a pretty big guard for them. Signed a $10 million per year deal with the Giants. They lost Yas Nieman, who was also pretty good with them, went to the Panthers. They just recently signed, like as of this past week, Andre Dillard from the Titans. Okay, he's a tackle. Where will he play? Will he be on the offensive starting offense? Who knows? And then they don't have right now David Bakhtiari, not expected to re-sign because they obviously cut him, hasn't played in a couple years due to injuries or has barely played during that time. So the point being is they lost three offensive linemen this offseason and just recently picked up one who his status is probably going to start, but who knows, in Andre Dillard. In my opinion, they need the help on offensive line still and definitely need the help when it comes to their depth. So I like them to take an offensive lineman at minus 180. It is a little bit priced up, but I still think that's a fair price. So in my opinion, these are the 10 best bets for this year's NFL draft. And even if you're somebody who just likes watching the draft or fantasy, maybe you want to dabble in. If that's the case, scan this QR code on the screen. You can get a free play up to $100 on Prize Picks to take some picks with this year and also then into the NFL season. Now, if you want to see the 10 best landing spots that I believe are out there for some of the wide receivers and running backs in this class, and heck, you could even bet on those as well, well, check out this video right here. And by the way, if you're not already, we're so close to 100,000, make sure you hit that subscribe button.